targets. It is my honor to address the 2024 meeting of the High Contracting Parties to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, CCW. Allow me first to congratulate Ambassador Sterk of Bulgaria for his election as chair. I also extend my gratitude to Ms. Schole of South Africa, President of the 26th Annual Conference of Amended Protocol II, Ambassador Mustafa of the Republic of Iraq, President of the 18th Annual Conference of Protocol V, and Ambassador Indenbosch of the Kingdom of the Netherlands, Chair of the Group of Governmental Experts on Emerging Technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. Additionally, I congratulate the coordinators for their leadership in conducting the work under the framework of the CCW. As we witness repeated violations of international law, including of the UN Charter and international humanitarian law, civilians are bearing the brunt of unprecedented escalations in hostilities. Your work in ensuring respect for the obligations contained in disarmament treaties, such as the CCW, is vital. To fulfill the Convention's promise to safeguard human lives and prevent unnecessary suffering, decisive, ambitious, and collective action by High Contracting Parties is imperative. States must uphold their CCW obligations. This annual meeting offers a crucial opportunity to do so. I commend all office holders, High Contracting Parties, and partner organizations for their efforts to universalize and implement the CCW and its protocols. Congratulations to Trinidad and Tobago for acceding to the Convention and all of its protocols, to Singapore for acceding to the CCW and Protocols 1, 2, and 4, and to the United Kingdom for acceding to Protocol 5. I encourage states to continue working with the CCW Implementation Support Unit in their efforts towards universal adherence. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, recognizing the increasing political divide, the changing nature of armed conflicts, and the need for renewed cooperation, UN member states adopted the Pact for the Future in September. The pact aims to create a world that is safe, peaceful, just, equal, inclusive, sustainable, and prosperous. Among its goals, the pact commits states to uphold their disarmament obligations, redouble efforts to implement international instruments prohibiting or restricting conventional weapons, and urgently advance discussions on lethal autonomous weapon systems or laws. I want to acknowledge the momentum achieved by the GGE this year. Despite differing views, the genuine and collective willingness to make progress demonstrates the normative potential of the Convention when High Contracting Parties engage constructively. I strongly encourage you to continue working in this spirit during your upcoming discussions. In a year that has been marked by humanitarian, political, and diplomatic crises, your commitment to the CCW, a key international humanitarian instrument, and your action in this forum are essential. I wish you fruitful deliberations, and thank you very much for your attention.